regular meeting of the Amherst Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this Thursday, December 13th, 2018, and welcome everyone.
What? I get both.
It's both.
Oh, I'm sorry. Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Yes, here.
Sorry.
Okay, will you please all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And we need to, before I get an approval on the agenda, we need to make a minor adjustment. I need to move 9C up to A and everything else can slide down one. I move the move.
I second it.
Can you make the move? You move.
Okay. I move that we start the meeting with C.
Approve the agenda with that correction?
I second it.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. And at this time, I would like to welcome up Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tom Torlakson, to administer the oath of office.
Great. Thank you.
Where do we do it? Right here?
You guys stand out front here.
I guess right here?
Stand out front there.
Okay, great.
Hold on one second, everybody can see this. The videographer.
Be kind, Tom, don't talk out.
Well, it's an honor to be here to swear this board in and yourself, and thank you for your leadership and the district's head in the right direction. You guys keep it going there, I know that.
Thank you so much.
So this is a get to be re-upping.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Yep, ready to go.
So you can just, you know, right hand up, you got that part?
Got it.
And we're gonna say your name. I?
I, Trina Hudson.
Do solemnly swear?
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend?
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States?
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California?
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies?
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic?
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance?
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States?
To the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of California?
The Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely?
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation?
Without any mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion?
Or purpose of evasion.
That I will well?
That I will well.
And faithfully?
And faithfully.
Discharge the duties?
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter?
Upon which I'm about to enter.
And you've entered.
Thank you so much, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Meg. Thanks, Tom. Next. Okay.
Lupe.
We need
all right.
You're doing it three times.
Three times.
Lopez.
Garcia. Yes.
So you just right hand, raise your right hand.
Okay.
And say your name. I.
I, Lupe Lopez Garcia.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion.
Of purpose of evasion.
That I will well.
That I will well.
And faithfully.
And faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I am about to enter.
Upon which I am about to enter.
And you're official now, another
thank
4 years.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, wait, picture.
There. And then so, wait, I wanna make. There you go. Thank you.
Great.
Oh, that's good. Very good, Chandler. Would you, everyone?
Raise your right hand. I think, here we go. Another 4 years.
Another 4 years.
So, I.
I, Mae Zendaya Torlakson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation.
That I take this obligation.
Freely.
Freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well.
And that I will well.
And faithfully.
And faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which.
Upon which.
I'm about to enter.
I'm about to enter.
Beautiful as ever.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
And do we need to have him sign these before he leaves?
Here's my two. You'll fill in the blanks, Beth?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I can even look through all nine, all six, I mean.
Yeah.
We signed it in the wrong spot.
What?
We signed it in the wrong spot. Okay, sign it here and then we'll have time, Tom, sign it too.
I'll sign mine later.
Yeah, after the meeting's passed. Thank you.
Again, thank you so much, Mr. Torres. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay, we don't have any presentations this evening. Mr. General Manager.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. We had an absolutely outstanding holiday event this year. The Christmas tree lighting was very successful, we had a new tree that we introduced this year, a little Charlie Brown tree. People were there with great enthusiasm, and it was a wonderful holiday event. The next morning, we had the breakfast with Santa, and for some reason, we always try to track our successes and our failures. This was extremely successful. We usually get 100 to 125 people there. We had 500 people there. It was a resounding success, everybody had a wonderful time. We had great support from Bay Point Youth Academy, who helped out with the crafts and serving, and other people that have volunteered for that particular event. Just wonderful. I had a meeting with Supervisor Glover today, primarily to let him know that we lost the funding for our teen program. I just wanted to let him know that we will be, you know, looking for alternative funding, and hopefully we will be able to continue with that very successful program for years to come. Finally, I just wanted to let you know that on our behalf, Debbie Giles attended a meeting where we were recognized for our part in the Mary Ann Lane apartment fire, and we were received a certificate of appreciation to the Ambrose Recreation Park District for your outstanding effort and extraordinary compassion to open the Ambrose Community Center as a shelter during the Mary Ann Lane department fire. So that's something we can be proud of, and also we have an accompanying a certificate from Supervisor Karen Mitchoff, who also congratulated for our efforts. So we're very proud of that and to be part of this community in that manner. So, and that's all I have for this.
Thank you so much, Julia. All right, so there's no legal counsel report. We're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Your request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken at this time. All right, first up we have Freddie Leon. Welcome.
Good evening, everybody. Said my name is Freddie Leon, and let me just say something before I start. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I was working today in Lafayette, and I got out of work. Usually get out of work by 5, so I took like 30 minutes and get out of work 30 minutes early, or to get all the way down here. I live in Enya, so I've been driving almost 2 hours. And just got home, just got my kids and my wife, and then just traveled the way down here. And I am the chair of the East County Regional Group of First Five. I'm a volunteer. I don't get any pay for this thing. But I do this thing because I know the importance of all these things. We advocate for the community, for kids. They deserve a lot of things, and I wish you guys know all this thing and think this thing in consideration, because it's important. I mean, for kids, for the community, families who live here in Bay Point, they need so much this improvement. So now I would like to start. I already said my name, and like I said, I am the chair this year. We'll see how it does next year. And I said, our mission is to create a healthier, safer, and more equitable community. Tonight we are here to talk about a few items, but first we want you to know that we have been working hard to obtain funds from other sources that will help to renovate the bathrooms at Ambrose Park. We are so happy to share with you that we officially received a grant from Kaiser Permanente of $50,000. And we would like to offer the funds from this grant to the Ambrose District to improve the restrooms at Ambrose Park, with the idea that the district also allocate funds needed to cover the cost of the bathrooms renovations and work in collaboration with other partners to find additional funds if necessary. We are fortunate now to officially have this funding from Kaiser for this project, and we sincerely hope that you take advantage of this great opportunity and work with us. And thank you so much. We have another speaker.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Next, Omar
Navarrete.
Welcome.
Good evening, Ambrose District Board of Staff, and pretty happy holidays, happy New Year's coming soon. My name is Omar Navarrete. I'm with ECRG, sponsored by First Five Contra Costa. The item I would like to address today is regarding Prop 68. Last month, there were questions about Lynbrook's eligibility for this grant, and we researched Lynbrook and are happy to share that it can be very competitive as it qualifies for both acre and poverty. You may remember that Lynbrook also was identified by the community as the second priority park in need from our park assessment. Our community assessment and 2 follow-up workshops would count toward the community input requirements and help the district be very competitive, as the community already identified a comprehensive list of improvements that is needed. We thank Director Hudson for mentioning the needs of Lynbrook Park at the last meeting. We agree with her. Our park assessment data shows that Lynbrook Park came out as our second priority park in need of improvements, with particular attention to the playground improvements, water fountains, ADA accessibility, and restrooms. We would encourage district to still consider Lynbrook for Prop 68 funds. We believe there would be a wide community support and we will be happy to help compile a competitive application. We realize that you made a decision last month about Ambrose Recreation Park. However, the public comment period had closed. We hope you can explore this option further, as we are a big concern with the district's proposal to decide the best park for Prop 68. Would you please explore seeking funds for Prop 68 to improve Liberal Park? Thank you.
Thank you so much. And finally, Jasmine Cisneros.
Want to come with me?
And partner.
Yes. Comes with me everywhere.
Nice. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you guys for your time again. So last time I came to you was in February. It's been a very long time since I've come to you about an update about the community garden. So I just wanted to kind of pass this folder around to you guys really quickly. This kind of gives you an overview of the year of what I did from January literally to now. So we've been able to have several community cleanup days. We've been able to have cleanup days with the Bay Point Youth Academy. We've been able to host different cleanup days with Fresh Approach and things like that. So now I'm starting something else. I've been able to get a grant from Los Medanos, and they've approved me to do a preschool class. So I've formed a partnership with Ambrose Preschool and also Livonia Allen Apartments as well. And I'll be running garden preschool classes with them. So I'm calling them the Little Sprouts. I'll be doing t-shirts, and we'll be doing painting and different things like that, focusing on different skills for them. So I'm really looking forward to it. I wanted to let you guys know about it, because some really cool things are coming up in the garden. And we're going to be having a great year, 2019. We produced over 200 pounds of food this last year, and we donated it all to the senior center. It was great. So I just wanted to let you guys know what was going on in the garden. And that's pretty much all.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for your hard work. All right, so now we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit the request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. This first item is consider accepting the final audit report for fiscal year 2017-2018 as presented by Harswell & Company, LLC. Hello, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Good evening, board members and people on this side. First of all, I want to thank the board members for giving us an opportunity to serve this awesome community. And we try very hard to find out something of it in the books and something, but we fail in that. We don't have...
Do you mind if I interrupt you really? I'm sorry. Can you spell your name for us, please?
S-A-N-W-A-R. That's the first name. Okay. And the last name, Harshwal. H-A-R-S-H-W-A-L.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
No, that's fine. So, despite doing all the efforts, we didn't find anything wrong. In the books, didn't find anything wrong. So you have also people on the team, so they really do good job. So we do not have any findings. And I really, really appreciate truly Mary's efforts. Despite all and off, she provided us everything what we needed in time. And financially, the district is doing good. We have, if you look at the page number 11, I'm not going to spend much time.
Yeah.
Page number 11, financially we are really good. We have cash balance of $1.2 million, and our expenditure is not that much, so we are really carrying really good amount of the cash. So fiscally really, really district is really, really acting very responsive. And we are happy to that, so that because there is less risk for us if you are fiscally that will accountable. And if you have questions, I will answer the questions now.
Any board members have any questions?
I think it was beautiful.
Mary Jane's a pleasure to work with, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's represented us well all these years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's really, I mean, this comes from my heart, I tell you, not only the organization. She really does good.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for working for our district and confirming for us that we're doing the right thing. And being responsible, it makes our job a little easier to do sometimes. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Archwell.
All right. Okay. Moving on to.
You need to accept the audience.
Sorry.
You need to.
That's right. I just want to speed through this. I don't have anything to do afterwards. I don't know what it's all about.
I move that the board of directors have set an annual audit for fiscal year 2017-2018.
I second. Thank you. MJ?
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Sindonia Torlickson.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
We have done this before, right?
And who first and who passed and who seconded? Who first did it? Eva and?
I seconded.
May. Okay, thank you.
Did you get the spelling of the name?
Yes. Yeah, I have it in my office.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Okay. At least I know you guys are on top of it. I can't get it by you. Okay, next is discuss impact vandalism at Ambrose Parks Aquatic Center on the general fund.
I thought we changed that.
Yes.
We moved it now.
Okay. And thank you so much for doing your research on this.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Yes. So, as the board was interested in finding out some additional expenses associated with the pool, there are additional costs with the pool. The pool actually runs, you know, throughout the year. We actually have expenses that we have to provide. The pool still needs chemicals, still needs water. So there are operating expenses that go year long. Also, it's really important to understand that no pool makes money. I mean, I would challenge you to find a pool that actually either covers its costs or actually generates additional revenue beyond their operating costs. And as the staff report indicates, it's about 60% of cost recovery for pools, and you know, we're right around that now. But that being said, it's about $60,000 charge to the general fund above and beyond the revenues that we're bringing in. And we're doing a pretty good job with the revenues. Kind of, you know, Lori's done a good job with the programs there. We've got nice attendance, but it is a seasonal operation. So it's just a few months out of the year that we're operating. So the opportunity to generate revenue is in a somewhat of a narrow window. That being said, we've had our challenges. The park itself is in kind of an isolated area. We do have problems with homeless there. It's no surprise to the board, as I've reported that in the past. But there's some additional costs that we've already incurred, as I've outlined in the report itself, to the tune of about $7,500 over the two-year period of time. Now, we also have to include, because of this, we kind of have to play defense, which is going to require us to put motion-censored floodlights there and a camera system that will augment the cameras that are already there. And you can see the price tag on that is rather lofty. We're still getting bids on that. But we're anticipating that it's going to come in between $7,000 and $10,000. So, and this is an ongoing challenge. As much as we're working with the Pittsburgh Police Department and the county regards to the homeless situation over there, this is a very tough battle. And it's not only this district that is facing this, but the entire state of California is up against the struggle deal with the homeless situation. Now, we're assuming that some of this vandalism is caused by the homeless, but you just never know. It could be some, you know, kids that are just having a good time. What they're doing is they're cutting the fence and they're going in and ransacking the place. And so, you know, and no real permanent damage. They did take the sail that provides shade and ripped it, so it's going to have to be replaced. And it's the staff time. You know, we're short on staff already, and so we have to assign our staff to take care of the vandalism, and sometimes that is a pretty big cost trying to get through that. So this report indicates that there's funds beyond just the pool itself associated with the park, and the board is acutely aware of the limited amount of funds that we do have available to us. You'll be more aware of that when we do a mid-year budget review. That we just really have to watch our pennies. And fortunately, this is one of the areas that we have to carve out some money, because we know this is going to be a continuing problem, and it may be mitigated to a certain degree with the security system that we have put in there, but there's a cost to that also. So that's kind of an update on the vandalism that we're facing at the pool at the moment.
Does anybody, any other directors have any questions for the town manager?
Madam Chair, yeah. Can we come back to this discussion and think about allocating more funds to help with the security in another meeting next week?
Yeah, we'll be coming to the board with the budget adjustments and recommendations at the mid-year budget, and some of those items will be capital items that we know that we now need, and that's an example that we'll be bringing specific to the pool.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay. Moving on. Consider authorizing interested board members to attend the 2019 California Parks and Recreation Society CPRS State Conference.
We need to discuss it.
Yeah.
Anybody
want to
go?
Do we have any interest? I know that Director Hoagland said you had some days that you thought would be better days than others.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the things, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the conference. Tuesday is professional day where they come in and they golf and do other things. So you don't need to be there on Tuesday. This year on Wednesday, from 9 to 12:30, there's going to be an intensive commissioner and board member training at the convention center. It's the first time that our association has done that, has offered it. And so that is on Wednesday only. It's during the opening session. So if you want to go have your hands be a rainbow push the ball around in the air, then you have to go to the opening session. Otherwise, you know, you can go to the training thing. And the other thing is the opportunity for the board members to be with the general manager at the expo and see the stuff that's available in the industry. It's how we learned last year about the costs of a bathroom.
Right.
Yes.
And you know, it sounds great until you look at what they really cost. And it's way more than just a building when you finish it. And so, given that it's in Sacramento this year, I thought it'd be easy. Board Member Garcia never gets to come because she's always doing taxes at that time. And I figured if it was far enough away, maybe find someone to cover for her so that she could actually go and see something. This poor thing, she never gets to go anywhere.
Do you have, if you had to recommend for us to go, let's
say? I would say Wednesday. If you only went for one day, it would go for Wednesday. And I would go for Wednesday because you can go to the intensive, you can go to the expo center, get an opportunity to be able to talk with the general manager about stuff that's there. And outside of the intensive, there are classes. And one of the things, however many people go, you should try to do, not be in the same class of all five of us running and buy different things. The reality is that we're just being the eyes and ears for the general manager, because all of it is geared towards the professionals learning something new. He can't be in all of the conference sessions at once, so if we go as his eyes and ears, it helps him.
When I went last year, I went there for the bathrooms especially.
Right.
Because I wanted to know, as a new member, about the bathrooms. How much did they cost? What did they take? My goodness, I was there just dumbfounded. Of all, it's not only just a, like my companion said, it's not only just the building, it has a lot of other things. Oh, they have beautiful things. I mean, some that just wash down the whole bathroom, you know.
I'm going to focus this here a little bit. So what do you think about?
So I think that we should all go.
Okay.
And I think we should all take, because I've learned so much just in the conference. And I mean, I learned about all kinds of things and things to do. And I even talked to Lori about some of the things that I learned there. And I know she was listening very well. I really wish she could go also, which would be great. You know, so she could also, you know, get the worth of it. But I mean, I was there and I took almost 10 classes. And I mean, I learned a lot. It's well, it's really, really good. I think we should all go.
What do you say?
I would consider it. I do have a conflict, I know, which I have to deal with. I already have something on the calendar for that day. But I'll try and see if I can skip that go with you guys, if you decide to go.
Okay,
and what do you got,
Director
Garcia?
Okay, I'll go.
So do we have to only make the decision just that we're going to go the one day now? Or how do we word what we want?
Okay, so the way the board sets it up is that you need permission from the board itself to attend the conference. So all you need to do is indicate that all board members have indicated their interest in attending this year's conference, and then you guys can decide which days. And
we don't have to do it this second?
No.
Okay.
No, we can
have
reference.
So do you attend all 3 days, or what days do you attend?
Whatever. I'll figure it out.
How many days?
If we were there Wednesday, you'd go, you'd make sure you were there with
I certainly
Friday.
Would, yes.
I was there all 4 days.
You were there all 4 days, too?
Yeah, but you don't have to. I mean,
but you don't have to.
I know.
Which he said
no
was the first one was balloon throwing and stuff like that. I mean, really, it's not, I think it's, to me, it's a waste of money to pay for me for that day. So I think Wednesday would be the
just
one that we want to shoot for. Is that Wednesday and probably the day after to take the classes, you know, to really learn something and also be able to see all the demonstrations and what's new and what they can offer us, you know, but, yeah.
Madam Chair, can I just make a motion that the board approve all up to all five board members and any staff, general manager, includes be able to attend the 2019 Parks and Recreation Conference in Sacramento.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a
second?
Thank you.
Okay. Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. All right, moving on. Allocate 2,500 seed money to the Amherst Recreation and Park Foundation.
Excuse me, Madam,
for the record,
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
Can we do what was item
oh.
D?
Oh, yes, we can.
Thank
See,
you,
I'm just trying to rush this meeting.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Instead, we were consider allocating $48,000 to the fund to fund the Amherst Teen Center program. Phew. Thank you, Director.
Well, let me bounce around to the reports now that I'm out of order here. I've got it now. Thank you. As I did inform the board, we were unsuccessful in our bid for a grant for the PSSF grant, Promoting Safe and Stable Families. which leaves a funding shortfall for our teen program. And this is actually to get us through the remainder of the year, at which point we will talk about potentially funding the program for the next fiscal year and funding opportunities that may present themselves between now and then. But this keeps the doors open for the remainder of the fiscal year for the teen program.
Do I have any comments or concerns by the directors?
Madam Chair, the one thing, I just want to make sure we know that, you know, as our auditor said, that we've got a good reserve. The thing about the reserves is this was a hit that came on a, we didn't know it on Tuesday, and on Thursday we knew that we were going to spend a ton of money.
Yeah.
And so having the foresight through our staff and general manager to have that hole gives us the ability to not have a negative effect on a great program for our teens.
Mm-hmm. Such a good point.
It is.
I just think that the teen center is a very important part of the activities. I see it every day. The kids have a great place to come, and I hate to see it go. And your conversation with federal, did they do any funding ideas? No?
Nothing. Just made him aware that we're in this position and we'll be looking for funding, and we could use any support the county may be able to provide for us. And I just also want the board to understand that this money will be taken from the unassigned reserve,
right.
And the purpose of that reserve is to take care of these unforeseen circumstances that we just don't know are going to happen. Without the fiscal responsibility, fiscal restraint this board has shown, we wouldn't be able to do something like this. So, you know, it demonstrates again that the board is watching very carefully this budget to make sure that there are funds that are available in case of situations like this. We don't know sometimes when we're going to be faced with either a program shortfall or a capital shortfall. So keeping the reserve as healthy as we can for these kind of things. And I know that we're playing defense, but that's kind of the position we're in right now, and the board has been all too aware of that and has taken measures of austerity throughout the years that has allowed for us to come to the board and say, hey, these teens are not going to be put outside. We will be able to open the door. So again, you know, congratulations to the board for continuing to be fiscally responsible and capable of being able to sustain a program like this.
Yeah, and also just to the rest of the directors, you know, whatever your networks are, make sure you spread the word and keep your ears open for further grants.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I did say things to them that, you know, they did lose their grant. A lot of people want to know what can they do. And I said you could just, you know, write a check. You could even go to Safeway and get a Safeway card. Matter of fact, I got one from Albert's, or I forgot the name of the store, but they gave me a $35 gift certificate, little, you know, little card things, and to give to Randy. So I already have some.
Nice.
That I'm going to give to Randy because they gave it to me to give to him. And I think it amounts to about $50 altogether. But that would buy one of the cooking projects that he does so well with the children.
Well, I'm thinking about that you're on, you know, you've got access to grants on from the CAPS and
yes.
stuff. So
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yeah, I would definitely.
But thank you. That's wonderful.
But I did
Anyone
say
else?
Something.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to, I don't know if the public know, we always get reports from the teen center, and we'd be happy to share them with you. Just wanted you to know that right now we have 90 teen members who will be displaced if we close this program. And we have an average of about 30 children coming in here, teenagers, getting support from our teen center, helping them with their classes. And they have a special program that they really are interested in, which is cooking. So the teens are learning how to cook for their families and learn to work with each other.
And our participants do represent an at-risk population to a certain degree. So,
yeah. Thank you. Thank you So, yeah. Yes.
I always, I've been on the board for many years, and I've seen many kids that Randy has mentored go on to college. You know, it's really good to see them come back and help. But it's important that we continue doing that. I mean, it isn't every kid, but certainly he has made a difference. And I always remember this one particular girl. She's Hispanic, and I know her parents, wonderful people, but they're very strict. You know, going away to college was something that, you know, they didn't want to do. You know, their young daughter going away, but after talking with Randy, the parents decided to let her go, and she graduated with honors from Humboldt County University or something like that. I can't remember, but she's doing great now, and there's been others. I just can't remember every story, but it's important that we continue to have a kid center.
Madam Chair, actually, to your point, Hezekiah, who is the leader of, you know, he's with the Daypoint Youth Academy, is from the Teen Center.
That's right.
So he's one of the alums that Director Garcia is talking about. Mm-hmm. So they come back and they help the community. So we need to give them that opportunity to be leaders and our Teen Center.
It's one of the best ways we support our kids in this community.
Yes.
So, with that being said,
I move that we allocate $48,000 to fund the Ambrose Teen Center program.
And I second that.
Okay.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. But you're catching us in something else. I've been on a run this evening. Okay, moving on to E. Am I safe to move forward?
Yes.
Okay. Allocate $2,500 seed money to the Ambrose Recreation and Park Foundation. And for the record, board member Torlakson and I are members of the Ambrose Recreation and Park Foundation board of directors. District Council has advised that it is unlikely we as foundation board members have a financial interest under the Political Reform Act or Government Code Section 1090 in the district's funding of the foundation. However, district council has also advised that in an abundance of caution, it would be prudent for Director Torlakson and myself to recuse ourselves from participating in any way in the funding action before the board this evening. We therefore will leave the meeting room until after this matter is considered by the board.
So, who's leading?
Next in line. Who's nearest the gavel?
Director Garcia, do you have anything?
No, I think it would be a very good, positive thing to help them out.
Do we have something from the general?
Yes, this is this is a chicken or the egg kind of thing, you know. What's how do you get the funds if you're not set up to be a charitable organization to accept the funds? And so what we're looking for is to provide an opportunity for the foundation to secure the services of a consultant so they can fill out the necessary forms to give them charitable status. Again, they're not funded at this point. And this will actually start the wheels in motion to provide an opportunity for them to receive funds. Now, they can receive funds while the application is pending, but if they, for some reason, were denied, then the funds that was collected may not be a charitable donation. However, this is a process that is required and necessary, I think, for this foundation to really get started.
Madam Chair, can I make a motion that the Board of Directors allocate $2,500 as seed money from the Unreserved Fund to the Ambrose Recreation Park Foundation?
I second it.
Okay.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Sorry. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
And let the record show, Director Torlakson and Director Hudson have recused themselves.
Thank you. All right, moving on to F. Authorize the general manager to hire consultants not to exceed $10,000 to prepare grant applications for Proposition 68 funding. For the record, Director Lopez Garcia and I have primary residences that are located within 500 feet of one of the parks for which the district may seek funding under Proposition 68. I have been advised by the district general counsel that, in conformance with the Political Reform Act, we should both recuse ourselves from participating in any way in the matter before the board this evening. Therefore, we will leave the meeting room until after this matter is considered by the board.
Thank you.
Mr. General Manager.
Yes, thank you. So we discussed at the last meeting the availability to or the opportunity to apply for grants for funding for the park, Ambrose Center Park. I did look up the information about Lynbrook. It does qualify, and it was a question last time whether it qualified or not. I hadn't looked that up, and Anuta Park does qualify. Again, Ambrose Park does not, but Ambrose Center Park does. So the strategy at this point is to we can put in applications for all three, but of course there's a cost associated with that because we have to have a project defined, which means we have to have it drawn out in a preliminary design and costs associated with that. It's a requirement of the grant itself, and there's costs involved in hiring a consultant. And also the board agreed that we should have a grant writer put together the grants. Now some of the stuff will be redundant information, and it'll transfer to each one of the projects if we wanted to, if the board was interested in doing all three parks. It's a challenge to do three applications simply by the procedures that are required. Of course, the landscape architect would be designing features for all three parks. There's a cost associated with that. The grant writer would be writing grants for all three projects. There's a cost associated with that. You know, it can be challenging because we have to have five meetings for each one of the projects. It's 15 meetings, and they have to be within the project area. There's a lot of work to be done, a lot of heavy lifting to be done. And as you know, we're, you know, not flush with staff here to be able to do that. So we're going to have to recruit the help of folks that are capable of being able to meet with the community and glean the information that is necessary to get these projects defined with public input. So we'll have preliminary designs and preliminary costs. We'll take those around to the public, have their comment on it. The one nice thing I'd like to report is that the San Francisco Foundation, which has been very kind to the district, has offered to donate 40 hours of grant writing time for this project. So, you know, that's quite generous on their part. We don't know how many hours would be necessary to complete these grants. We know it is a tedious task, but that is a very big jump, and it allows us some more funding to put multiple applications together. So, again, the grant itself is a very competitive grant. It's a statewide grant. There are limited funds, particularly for renovation of existing facilities. They're most interested in creating new parks or expanding existing parks, and the third priority goes to renovation of existing without expanding or having a new park. So it's a challenge, but at the end we will have at least information from the grants that are transferable to other grants as we may be applying for in the future, or something for the foundation to be using as a reference for applying for grants. And we'll have plans. We'll have just general plans for the three projects, and that can help generate funding for fundraising if it's done in the future, or for grants, other grants that may present themselves in the future. So anyway, that's why we're asking for the money for the consultants.
Any
Madam Chair, yeah, when we talked about the, you know, and I'm glad the general manager brought up, you know, there is a cost involved. I would like to see us plan for all the available parks that we can, simply because we don't know down the road what other opportunities that we might have. And so if the grant's already prepared, then we can stick it into any offering that comes up. If we don't spend the money up front, then, you know, Doug is singularly stuck having to do it at the last minute. So I'd much rather put the money in the front end and have stuff that Doug could grab off the desk and throw into a bucket for us to be able to get more money. I'm thrilled that we have three of our facilities available to do something with. The other thing that I talked to the general manager about a while back, and that is we've been selling corn for 20 years now and can't seem to get the darn thing to sell, and we haven't been able to get the county to help us to get the terms where anybody could afford it. So one of the main things that comes out of the grant is new facilities. And so we might even look at the possibility of what could be done to Clearland to make it a new additional facility, because then it would go to the top of the funding package. And just throw that out as you know, the worst case scenario is we have, you know, information on a piece of land that we still sell. But if we don't do it, then we miss out on an opportunity to get into the first funding level. So.
Anything from you, Director? Okay. For me, well, first of all, I think we really need to do this. My job in the university is actually resource development, which is writing for grants. And I know that we need professionals who could do these things. I mean, we know the boilerplate stuff, but to get into the details, the design and all that, we do need professionals to do that, and I think this is a good expense on the district, and we have the funding from our unassigned research fund that we should go for. So on that,
I move that the board of directors of the board of directors authorize the general manager to hire consultants not to exceed $10,000 to prepare grant applications for Proposition 68 funding.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Director Torlinson, Donya Torlinson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
And Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Let the record show Director Hudson and Director Lopez Garcia recused themselves.
Thank you, Director Holton.
Committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda.
say you, Director Hopel?
Nothing, other than I'd like to thank the general manager and the board for great holiday programs. I'm sorry I missed them, but I saw the video of the tree lighting, and the fact that we had 500 instead of 100 just blows my mind. We never can figure on the number, and the fact that we have that many shows exactly how successful the things are that if you put something on here, the people want it, they'll come. So I thank the general manager and the staff for all the work that went into it.
Kudos. I mean, how did you guys do it?
Lori.
Congratulations. Please send our regards to Lori for such a good job. I was here for the Christmas tree lighting. I felt very successful, and I hope that we continue to help them.
How about you, Director?
I'm sorry, I was really ill, and I could barely even get a voice out, but every year I have helped, and I know the Garden Club does all the luminaries out in the front, and then they give the food to the seniors, so that works out pretty beautiful. And next year I hope to be here. And kudos to Lori for handling everything.
So, yeah, I was here during the tree lighting, and I was part of the cleanup of the luminaries, and it was really good. And I don't know if you knew that we had a band. We had a band outside.
No.
There was a Pittsburgh jazz band.
Oh, how cool.
And if you want to see them again, they will be here on Friday, for the seniors
For
Chamber of Commerce event. So
they were very good.
And they're all
very
volunteers.
Good.
And so
what time is that event? I think it's at
6:30.
6:30.
Yes,
6:30. All right, 6:30. Unfortunately, I won't be here. But there was a great band. And then Tom and I were here during the breakfast. And yes, it was rainy. There were a lot of people in here. And the line just went on and on and on. And Lori kept making pancakes. And the children from the Teen Center and the Bay Point Youth Club was really, really good. I mean, they were there. They were helping out with serving, with playing with the kids. They had their arts and crafts thing. And our grandkids were just thrilled. Santa did a great job. He went all over, and said hello to the people, gave hugs, and every kid got a toy. So great job on the staff on that one. And the general manager was here. And with Mrs. Santa.
Bobby. There were 1,100 sausages served.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
This small district serves that many.
You know, sometimes I look back at when Eva started this and Tara Lynn and how I just volunteered. And I mean, we just sold so many. I mean, you were picking up the sausages for us.
Yeah, that was for the youth.
And I look upon it, we thought 2 cases was enough. But now here you say, look, we're like, whoa, it has come a long way. I'm so happy.
So what? One more thing, Madam Chair. I think we talked about visiting the parks somehow. So do you want to look at your calendars or whatever to do that? I mean, we don't need to do it before the end of the year. But we could at least identify a month and we can do it. It's probably going to be raining in January.
Yeah.
So
I know, I wish we had set the date last month. I realized after the meeting was over because January and February are probably going to be really rainy.
So
Chair,
we can move it over
thing,
to the spring.
The one thing I want us to think about too is that, and I appreciate our general manager, but given that the winter nighttime gets here very, very quickly, we might want to do it on a Saturday simply that
of course.
We have. The last time we did one, it was at a work evening, and it was fine because it was in the summertime. But given it's wintertime now, I'm sorry, Mr. General Manager, but we'll need to do it on it.
It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, it's
okay?
Fine. Yeah. Enjoy yourselves.
What do you mean by that? You're going to be here, right?
Wait a minute.
Just kidding. Do psych.
And then lastly, this is my fourth term, would you believe it?
Wow.
So I'm after Eva. Eva's on her fourth term too, and just really excited that we have a good board and we get a lot of things done. Thank you for your chairmanship. Mm-hmm. And everybody's been helping a lot, and the staff is just fabulous. So what a great year we had. Just wanted to give that ourselves a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that we had a really wonderful year too, and I really want to thank this board for being so responsive to our public and welcoming and you know, keeping cool under pressure when sometimes the pressure wasn't very nice.
Yes.
But still listening, you know, and trying to hear what the intent was behind what people were saying. I really appreciate that. And it's meant a lot to me. And every meeting, I keep meaning to say that to you guys, because I'll leave a meeting, I'll think, gosh, I hope they realize it's a big thing to sit there and sometimes have to take some things in the gut, is how it will feel. And you guys are just so wonderful to work with. And it's really neat. And just makes it makes us so inspirational to me doing this. And I'm willing to do, I was going to bring that up too, May. I'm glad you didn't forget. I wouldn't mind setting a meeting in the winter. It's not like we rain all the time. Otherwise, I feel like maybe we'll leave it for summer. So if everybody wants to come to next month's meeting with some dates or something, or does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
And then if it did rain really bad, we couldn't call it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
right?
Better to put something on the calendar.
Yeah,
yes.
Something on the calendar. Does that sound good
yes.
to all you guys?
Yes.
That's
so a date in like what, in January?
I was thinking in March.
We can do it in the spring. I'm just saying we talk about it next agenda item.
And
we'll just
mark
because
again.
We didn't put it in on this agenda because we were hoping that we would do it.
Right.
But identify a date when we can do that.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
And then I have one more.
Sure,
thing.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I just wanted to thank my husband.
Oh,
Dr.
Of course.
You
know,
this was his. This is probably his last swearing in that he's doing as a public official, right?
Oh.
And as you know, he is terming out after 40 years. And he's been such, you know, he's done city council, from city council to supervisor to assembly to senate and now to a constitutional office. And now he's going to leave that all behind and follow my orders at
home. So let's talk later.
I have a whole list of things.
Yeah.
My honey-do list
later.
Is growing. So, but I just wanted to give kudos to my husband for such a long, you know, his service to the community has been.
Yes.
Tomorrow is going to be recognized by the Democratic Party of Contra Costa County.
Nice.
And one of the things that's why in March I had the problem too, because it's being recognized by a lot of people and they want me to be at some of those events. And so I just wanted to thank him for his inspiration and his, not just his help to me, but to hopefully.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Here, here.
Oh, and what?
What? So does this mean that Thomas will be now known as May's husband?
Ah,
he's always been known that way, don't you?
Oh, no, there's an inside joke about that.
No,
never.
Appreciate all of you. My career started, my service started here in Bay Point, West Pittsburgh.
I remember.
Dodge City, Bella Vista, Shore Acres.
Right before I came.
Yeah. So it started here, and it's great to be here tonight.
Thank you.
That's really neat. Thank you so much.
Very
good. Yeah, thank you. May?
I move we adjourn.
I second.
Unanimous.
Please, all in favor?
Aye.
Do you have access to paper plates and forks?
And we have,
I do.
We have cake.
I do.
Cake.
I got to get to my office.
Thank you, Cece.
Thank you.
It's part of my atonement.
Where is it?